You are now tuning in to TP24 Radio Online. Listen to the latest programming on public service, reflections, and more. Produced and edited by TP24 Media from home of the Pau Pau Festival, the city of Dasmariñas. TP24 Radio welcomes you to the Wednesday Bible Study Club, where you can learn more about spirituality and life from the Catholic and Christian Filipinos. Every Wednesday, live at 18:30 on TP24 General TV, Education TV, and replays at 2300 on TP24 Radio.
You are a good Father, Lord, and Lord, it is a privilege, Lord, and it is a blessing, Lord, to be called your children, Lord God. Lord, thank you again, Lord, for this time, Lord, for this fellowship, Lord. May you use me, Lord, as your mouthpiece, Lord, to speak to my brothers and sisters, Lord, in Christ, na maibahagi ko po, Lord, yung mga words niyo po, yung words of wisdom and yung knowledge po from you, Lord God. Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit, Lord, and we commit to you this time, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
So, amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening. Good evening.
Kamusta kayo?
Oh, we're pretty.
Yan yung panty na buhok ni Ate LJ. Yes.
Correct.
Yan, we miss you, Paul. And sino pa ba nandito? Ayun, we welcome you all to our Wednesday Bible study at AWJP SOS Life Group family. Yan. Kaya daw naka-red lipstick ako, sabi ni Ate Gras. Sabi ko sa'yo, Ate Gras, eh, pag nagre-red lipstick ako, magsispeak ako. Char. Ayun. May tanong lang ako sa inyo, guys. Pandemic last year. So, siguro familiar kayo dito sa word na to. Disappointment. Disappointments. Ayan. Meron ba sa inyong mga na-disappoint last year, this year? Sana naman next year hindi na ma-disappoint, no? Ayan, sabi natin. Hindi naman pwede lang.
Hindi naman tumambay. Dumaan lang.
Disappointment. Yung topic natin for tonight is redeeming disappointment. So, ayan. Next slide, bro. Ayan, welcome to this appointment. Don't stay too long. Parang di ba in this world of parang sobrang dami nating disappointments. Ngayon, at last year din, nagsimula, di ba, pandemic. Tapos, ang dami nating plans sa life natin. Yung dapat mga ginawa natin. Dapat nagta-travel tayo ngayon. O kaya, halimbawa, yung iba, meron naman na nawala ng work. Yan, meron naman din na nung nag-pandemic, nag-start naman, parang beginning naman ng bagong business, yan, ganyan. Pero, in this world, parang, mas lalo ngayong pandemic, sobrang daming disappointments. So, kayo ba, family, naka-experience ba kayo ng disappointment? Meron bang pwede mag-share?
If I could ayan, share this much.
Sure, no. Okay, yeah, go on.
Of course, as many of you might not know that there's something's wrong wherein I got so disappointed by the way the quarantine has been executed. Of course, all of the transport options last year has been put into a halt due to the widespread pandemic that has been plaguing. And of course, suspending all of the classes that were supposedly be on site. We have no choice, but as far as I know, I'm ready for the online before the pandemic happens. Whereas, instead of being too disappointed, I'm still thankful to one of my professor who happens to be within the transportation specialization. Whereas online classes or online tasks will be a norm. And other professors, maybe they are so shocked that they are not ready for the possible pandemic. And as far as I'm concerned with the online collaboration within that thesis, you know what? Me and my groupmates have been stressed already. Anxiety and depression shoots up. That may lead into some sort of disappointments. But hopefully,
yes, thank you for...
if there are any chances that it will be changed, then of course we have to be very careful.
Yes, ayun. Thank you, Paul, for sharing. Ayun. So, ang dami nga nating disappointments, 'di ba? So yung mga ano natin, yung old ways natin, ang tawag na natin ngayon is ano, new normal na. So, we are facing a new normal sa mga quarantine ngayon. And ang daming disappointments. Manood ka pa lang ng mga news, 'di ba? Sabi, bombarded na tayo agad ng ano, ng sobrang daming ano, sobrang dami nating parang mga bad news na maririnig. And ang daming disappointments natin with the government with handling the quarantine, ayan, handling the vaccines and all, ayun. So ayun, next slide, ayun. Tapos yung ano natin, yung verses natin is galing sa 1 Kings chapter 6 verses 23 to 31. So pwede ko bang pabasa ako nito, Ate LJ.
First Kings chapter 6 verses 23 to 26. 23. Also in the inner sanctuary, he made two cherubim of olive wood, each 10 cubits high, 5 cubits for the one wing of the cherub and 5 cubits to the other wing of the cherub. From the end of one wing to the end of the other wing were 10 cubits. The other cherub was 10 cubits. Both cherubim were one of the same measure, and some form the height of one cherub was 10 cubits, and so was the other cherub.
Thank you, Ate LJ. Next slide po is from 1 Kings chapter 6, verses 27 to 31. Ate Mel, pwede pong pabasa. Thank you.
He placed the cherubim in the midst of the inner house, and the wings of the cherubim were spread out so that the wing of the one was touching the one wall, and the wing of the other cherub was touching the other wall. So their wings were touching each other in the center of the house. He also overlaid the cherubim with gold. Then he carved all the walls of the house round about with carved engraving of the cherubim, palms and open flowers, inner and outer, and outer sanctuaries. He overlaid the floor of the house with gold inner and outer sanctuaries. For the entrance of the inner sanctuary, he made doors of olive wood, the lintel and five-sided doors post.
Next slide, bro. So, may question ako tonight sa inyo. Where do you place your faith? Next slide. Ayun. I'll tell you all about dun sa ano natin, dun sa topic natin tonight. So, ano siya? Ang backstory niya is, before, parang sobrang daming naging kings. Nag-start siya dun sa, ano, sa 2 Kings, tapos dun sa, ano, sa Book of Samuel. Doon, parang, ano, parang tinakal yung, ano, different kings. Nag-start siya kay, ano, King Saul. Tapos, kasunod si King David. And, the third one is King Solomon. Hanggang sa dumami pa na dumami yung kings, hanggang magkaroon ng 40 kings yun, na nag-lead naman sa exile. Sa mga ano Israelites. So dun sa 2 Samuel chapter 7, parang sinabi doon na ano nagkaroon ng ano na parang covenant si God at saka si David, si King David, na pag once na kahit parang sinabi ni God na kahit mamatay si David, mananatili pa rin or manggagaling doon sa ano doon sa lineage ni David, ni King David, yung ano natin, yung Messianic king natin, who is Jesus, yan. Na yung ang plan ni Lord is, 'di ba nagkaroon ng exile gawa ng yung mga ano, yung mga people before, Israelites, ano sila, parang tumalikod sila kay God, and hindi nila parang hinanap or sinearch yung will ni Lord for them. Tapos nagworship pa sila ng mga iba't ibang idols yun. So meron silang iba't ibang mga gods and goddesses. Pero yung plan ni God, which is yung ultimate plan of restoration between God and the people, andun pa din siya. And God is faithful na ayusin yung ano natin, ayusin yung relationship natin between heaven and earth. So between God and between people. Ayun. Pero, di ba, parang ano, parang nagtanong din yung mga tao. Next slide, bro. Is this the one? Parang ano sinabi nila doon na ano si Solomon na kaya yung ano, siya na kaya yung ano natin, yung parang messianic king, yung sinasabi na ano na promise ni God kay King David na magse-save sa kanila and magre-restore and mag-heal ng ano na, ng relationship nila with God. Maraming characteristics si Solomon na parang tinakal doon sa topic natin for tonight, which is yung redeeming disappointment. Number one, na Solomon is incredibly wise. Sobrang wise niya. And considered siya sa Bible na ano, na parang the wisest man that has ever lived, diba? Tapos yung, na parang ano siya, parang dinayo siya nung mga ano, nung mga malalayo pang mga ano, mga nations na parang ni-represent ni Queen of Sheba. So yun, si Queen of Sheba, parang ano siya, representation siya ng nation na parang naniniwala sila kay Solomon. And parang sila, parang nilulook up to nila si, ano, si Solomon, si King Solomon. Tapos yung number two na characteristic ni Solomon is yung, siya yung nagbibuild ng, ano, ng God's temple. Pero, ang nangyari noon is, instead na mag-focus si Solomon dun sa will ni God, ang ginawa niya parang ano nila, parang naging ano siya, naging selfish siya, na mas parang pinrioritize pa niyang itayo yung ano niya, yung personal palace niya kaysa dun sa temple. Kasi parang yung lesson before is si Solomon, gagawa siya dapat ng ano, ng God's temple. Parang yun yung magiging representation ng ano, ng dwelling ni God and ng people. Parang ano siya, parang means ng covenant na na faithful si God yun. So instead na sundin ni Solomon yung ano, yung plan ni God, hindi niya ginawa yun. Nagtayo siya ng sarili niyang palace, inuna niya yun. Yung familiar din naman sa inyo yung ano, yung parang lahat ng mga ano nasa palace ni Solomon is lahat is gold. So yun. Tapos instead na ano, na mag-focus siya dun sa ano, pagpapayaman nung ano, nung binigay ni God, nag-focus siya dun sa mga wealth of ano, other nations. Yan na dun sa wealth of other nations, parang doon nag-start yung ano niya, doon nag-start yung parang ano, pag ano niya, pag betray niya kay God and doon sa will ni God sa kanya, na marami siyang ano, marami din siyang naging ano, marami din siyang naging parang other women, yan, marami siyang naging asawa, yan. Tapos ano, nag-worship din siya dahil nga madami siyang asawa, yung mga asawa niya iba't iba yung mga gods nila and goddesses, na nag-worship na din siya doon, and hindi siya nag-focus kay ano, hindi siya nag-focus kay God. Na yun naman yung ano, parang David, King David naman, di ba? We all know King David. King David is a man after God's own heart, di ba? So lahat ng feelings ni David, lahat ng emotions niya, lahat ng naiisip niya, lahat 'yun sinosurrender niya kay God. And I really admire him. I really admire King David kasi parang small decisions, big decisions, laging tinatanong niya kay God and lagi siyang naglalament. That's why sobrang powerful nung ano, nung Book of Psalms. So yun, nakita natin yung ano, yung background si King David and King Solomon. David is man after God's own heart. Tapos si Solomon naman, siya naman yung wisest man. Pero nag-disappoint pa din itong dalawang kings na ito. Tapos marami pang mga kings na ano, na sumunod, pero hindi pa din sila yung nag-fulfill until na dumating si Jesus. So yun, si King Jesus yung fulfillment of God's promise. Next slide, bro. So dito sa story na to, yung matututunan natin is, number one, people will always disappoint us. Yun. Siguro, ano din, meron kayong friends or meron kayong family or kahit sa ano natin, sa government natin. Siguro, normal lang din yung mag-put tayo ng expectation towards other people. Pero, diba, parang nakalagay sa Bible na ano, na we all fall short for the glory of God, diba? Lahat tayo parang may pagkukulang. So, number one, people will always disappoint us. Next slide, bro. Next slide po. Yeah. Number two, we can hurt ourselves by putting our trust and hope on others and on ourselves. Diba? Pag minsan, hindi pala minsan, kinadalasan, 'di ba? Pag once na halimbawa ano, sa sarili natin tayo nakatingin, parang lagi na lang tayong ano, mag-expect tayo ng too much sa sarili natin. And I admit din na ano, at times parang ano, feeling ko pag minsan, pag once na hindi ako productive within the day, parang ano, I put too much pressure on myself na ano, na parang nadi-disappoint ko din yung sarili ko. Hindi ko alam sa inyo kung may ganun din sa inyo. Workaholic yan, ganyan. So yun, pag halimbawa sobra expectations natin sa sarili natin o kaya sa ibang tao, parang ano tayo, parang mas lalo kaway-kaway mga perfectionist. Ayan, si Ara din. Ayan, si Kuya Lucky din, nakarelate din siya. So yun, pag perfectionist talaga tayo, parang ano, parang pag hindi natin nagawa, parang nadi-disappoint tayo sa sarili natin. And ayun, parang sobrang ano, sobrang hirap ng feeling, di ba? Ayan, si Paul din, ayan, lahat pala halos tayo, yan, perfectionist na represent yan. So yun, we always fall short. Lahat tayo, di ba, we are human beings and we are limitless, di ba? So, dun sa expectations natin yun, pag minsan sobra-sobra yung expectations natin sa sarili natin na sobrang taas na, na kinadalasan, ano tayo, tayo din yung nag-ano natin, tayo din yung nagpapasakit dun sa sarili natin, di ba? Ayun. So, pag once na pinut natin yung trust natin or yung faith natin sa ibang tao, lagi-lagi tayo madi-disappoint. Kasi sila at tayo, we are limited tayo, di ba? Limited tayo na human beings. Pero si God, limitless si God. God can do anything and everything under the sun talaga. Kasi God siya, di ba? So, yun. Next slide. So, Jesus' presence is the perfect place and the only comfort we will ever need when we encounter many disappointments in life. So, ayun. Nasabi ko na po. Pag once na halimbawa, ayun, na disappoint tayo ng ano ng other people, may it be a friend o kaya sa government natin, dahil paminsan pabago-bago yung ano natin, pabago-bago yung mga rules nila and protocols, kung may MECQ, may GCQ, hindi na natin alam kung ano ba kasunod. Ayan. Kahit sa atin, sa sarili natin, 'di ba? Nadi-disappoint tayo. And every day, pwede tayong ma-disappoint. Pag once na yung ano natin, yung faith natin, yung trust natin, and yung hope natin is nakalagay sa sarili natin o kaya sa ibang tao. Kasi, ayan, sabi ni Ate Grace, kung magsusuot ng face shield o hindi magsusuot ng face shield, di ba? Litong-lito na din po kami. Hindi na din po namin alam. So, yun. Yun, yung parang ano ko lang sa inyo, one thing that I will parang remind to you tonight is Jesus' presence, and through ano spiritual disciplines din yan, through reading God's word, yan, the Bible, which is the truth, and praying, diba? Yung relationship natin kay Jesus, yan, kung ano ba yung gagawin natin o yung nafe-feel natin, di ba parang nabanggit ko sa inyo kanina na si King David, ayan, malapit ng malito kung anong una daw, sabi ni Ate LJ. Ayun, kung ano ba talaga, and na-share ko sa inyo kanina na ano, si King David, lahat tinatanong niya kay God, and ayun, parang sobrang laki ng impact sa akin ni ano ni King David, kasi lahat ng ginagawa niya parang sinurrender niya kay God, and ayun, yun yung parang ma-advise ko or mabibigay ko sa inyo na ano na pwedeng ano take away tonight is always put your trust, your faith, and your hope in Jesus, because si Jesus, He will never fail. He is the perfect king. So, yun. Next slide po. Ayan. So, na-remind din ako dito last two nights nung ginawa ko tong ano, tong presentation is itong ano, John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. Or sa ibang ano, sa ibang Bible verse na interpretation is be courageous, yan. Take courage. I have overcome the world. Yeah. So next slide, bro. So si Jesus yung nagsasabi niyan. Ayan, si Jesus din. Same verse. Next slide. Yan. Tapos another one is this I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God and I trust Him. So, yung presence ni Jesus, siya lang yung ano natin, di ba? Siya lang din yung overcomer si Jesus. Overcomer si Jesus, and He is already victorious, and di ba? Parang ano, parang ang ganda lang nung ano, nung three words na sinabi ni Jesus na it is finished. Parang dun sa mga ano natin, worries natin, disappointments in life, problems, struggles, yan. Sinasabi ni God na ano, na it is finished. Parang pag once na ano, na pinut mo yung hope mo, yung trust mo, yung faith mo sa Kanya, hindi kanya talaga ano, hindi kanya pababayaan, yan. He is our refuge, our safety, and our God, and we know that we can always trust Him. Next slide. Yan. Number one, yung ano natin, mga takeaways natin is number one, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Si God lang yung ano natin, yung pwede natin na ano, na pagkuhanan itong peace natin. And alam ko sa inyo, di ba, lahat naman tayo tinanggap na natin si Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And dito, parang ano, we may have disappointments in life, yan. Meron tayong mga sariling ano, anxious thoughts, pag minsan, feelings, ganyan. Pero, we always go back to Jesus kasi siya lang yung nagbibigay ng peace and yung ano understanding and yung joy na sa kanya lang talaga magmumula. Kasi we can look to other things in this life. We can look to people, we can look to ourselves, pero we and other people, other things will always fail. Kasi ayun nga yung parang nilagay ni ano ni Blaise Pascal dun sa heart natin na ano na God-shaped void. Si Jesus lang talaga yung makakapag-fulfill nun. Kasi siya yung Prince of Peace. Number two, Jesus is our rock, the great foundation that we can always rely on. So, siya yung ano natin, yung stronghold natin na pag once na halimbawa, ma-disappoint man tayo sa, ano, sa life natin, kung hindi man matupad yung mga plans natin, di ba? We know that Jesus is our stronghold. Our safety foundation talaga na we know that we can always rely on him, na hindi siya mag-fail kasi si Jesus siya yung perfect king. Kung hindi man nagawa ni King Solomon, ni King David at nung mga marami pang kings, mga 40 kings na sinasabi dito sa topic na to, si Jesus siya lang yung answer. Jesus is the only answer. And sa kanya lang tayo talaga pwedeng makapag-depend. Number three, Jesus overcome the world. We must put our trust and hope in Him because He never fails and He is faithful. Share ko lang din, if ever na meron tayong mga plans sa buhay natin, madalas kasi ako, share ko na lang din na I am an organized person and I tend to plan everything. Share ko na din to before. Yung mga ano yung mga steps ko sa life ko yon, gagawin pala ni Lord na ano na pwede niyang sirain yung mga plans na ginawa natin para sa life natin, pero yung mga akala natin na sinira niya na plans natin sa life natin, yun yung magbubuo dun sa ultimate plan niya for us because He loves us and He always wants the best for us. So, lagi natin iisipin yung dalawang facts na yun na mahal na mahal tayo ni God, and number two is yung plans ni Lord is yun yung the best for us. Kaya magkaroon man tayo ng disappointments, may it be people, may it be plans, may it be towards ourselves, di ba? Parang we can always come back to Jesus. Lagi lang naman siyang nandyan eh. Parang, nag-gaze tayo dun sa ano, nagpo-focus tayo dun sa mga ano natin, dun sa mga bagay na kulang, o kaya sa mga ano, parang hinahanapan natin ng mga bagay na kulang yung ibang tao, yung sarili natin. Pero we know that yung void na yun, hindi naman tayo makakapag-feel nun, si Jesus lang, di ba? So, yun. Next slide po. So yun, Jesus will never ever disappoint us. Yun. Share ko na din sa inyo na parang dun sa topic is parang ano nila, parang sinabi din dun sa ano sa Old Testament na parang magkakaroon nga tayo ng parang si David and si Solomon na ano na pinakita doon na ano si Jesus, yung characteristics niya is He is full of wisdom. So marami siyang parables na sinabi and marami siyang teaching sa Bible na tinuturo. And hanggang ngayon, buhay pa din yung God's words, 'di ba? Kasi parang parang pag once na nagbasa ka ng Bible, hindi ko alam kung sa inyo ganun din. Pero na-experience ko yung yung God's grace na pag once na nagbabasa ako ng Bible, tapos pag once na halimbawa tinanong ko si God, God, ano pong gagawin ko? Jesus, ano pong gagawin ko with this situation? Ganyan. Kahit yung pinaka-littlest of thing lang na ano, na parang struggle ko, pag once na in-open ko yung Bible, tapos tinanong ko si God kung ano yung gagawin ko, Jesus and God is always talking to me. Ayan. Kaya sinasabi na siguro na ano, na nabuhay yung ano, buhay yung mga salita ng Diyos. Kasi hanggang ngayon, nagsispeak pa din siya sa napakaraming tao. And we are here, di ba? We are here to honor God and to make disciples, to make Him known to other people, yung ano natin, yung testimony natin, yung experience natin, yung experiences natin ng God's goodness and God's love and God's grace. We can share it to other people din, di ba? na ayun na ano na, hindi nga tayo i-disappoint ni Jesus. Yun. And he always ano, he always turned the bad and the worst scenarios in our head na paano kaya kung ganito, paano kaya kung ganyan, ang daming parang nadi-disappoint ako ganyan. Pero pag once na halimbawa yung ano natin, yung faith natin, naka-anchor tayo and rooted tayo and grounded tayo kay Jesus, alam natin and kilala natin yung characteristic niya na ano, na faithful siya sa promises niya, di ba? So in his perfect timing, ibibigay din niya yung ano, yung mga plans, yung mga naka-disappoint sa atin na ano pa, yung pinakang the best pa, hindi nga better eh, pero yung pinaka the best plan for us. Yun. So si Jesus full of wisdom, tapos sinabi din doon sa ano, sa topic is i-unite niya, siya yung tabernacle or temple. Siya yung ano, mediator natin. Siya yung nag-repair, nag-restore, nag-heal nung relationship natin between God and tayo, tayo bilang mga tao. Kasi 'di ba? We all fall short nga, 'di ba? Na lahat tayo sinners, we are undeserving, we are unworthy, pero God, Jesus is always pursuing us every day kahit ang daming pa nating disappointments, pero ayun yung fact eh. Mahal na mahal tayo ni Jesus. And ayun, God's dwelling and Jesus's presence is the ano, is the perfect place that ano, we can ever go back to or come back to every time we face disappointments in life. Yan. So ayun, nakakakilig naman. Oo, Ara, sobrang nakakakilig, 'di ba? Parang ano, pag yung naisip mo lang na ano, na araw-araw kong pinupursue ni Jesus, tapos his grace is new every morning, parang thank you God, parang ganun. Sobrang mahal mo ako. Ayun. Kahit na maraming disappointments, 'di ba? Pag halimbawa kilala mo si Jesus, 'yan. Parang doon ka talaga no, doon ka talaga ano, kukuha ng faith, ng hope at saka doon ka talaga magta-trust. 'Yun. Jesus is the perfect king and siya lang din yung ano, makakapag-feel, makakapag-restore, makakapag-heal ng kung ano man yung kulang sa buhay natin. Ayun. Ayun po. Thank you, family.
Bitin!
Thank you, Doc.
Ayun. Next slide po. So, ayan yung breakout questions natin. Number one, Jesus' perfect presence can heal our disappointments. Are you ready to forgive the person who disappointed you? Or kahit yung sarili mo, na-disappoint mo na ba yung sarili mo? Are you willing to forgive yourself? Number two, what specific characteristic of Jesus can you rely on in place of your disappointment? And number three, what could it look like for you to spend time this week to intentionally remember this characteristic of Jesus? So, kahit ano na lang talaga, kahit ano naman siguro na lang i-answer natin. Sige, ano, mag-pray muna ako before we, ano, we go to our breakouts. Father God, Lord, thank you po for tonight, Lord. Thank you for this reminder, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are the Prince of Peace and you are the rock, Lord, that we can always depend on. And salamat po, Lord, dahil lagi mo po kami, Lord, pinupursue every day and your grace is new every morning, Lord. Thank you po for new chances, new beginnings, Lord, to start with, Lord. And thank you kasi po lagi niyo po kami binibigyan ng napakaraming chances to come back to you, Lord. And alam po namin, Lord, na in your presence, andyan lang po kayo, Lord, yung makakaramdam po kami, Lord, nung ano, sobra-sobra pa po sa comfort and sa peace na pwede po namin ma-experience, Lord, in this world. And we know, Lord, that only you can satisfy and only you can fulfill us, Lord. Because, Lord, you made us, Lord. And salamat po, Lord God, sa reminder po for tonight na you love us, Lord, and you are still pursuing us every day, Lord Jesus Christ. Sorry po, Lord, if ever po na marami po kami mga na-disappoint na tao, Lord, and help us, Lord, to repent and to forgive the other person, kahit po i-forgive, Lord, yung sarili namin, Lord, kasi only you can restore us, only you can fill the void in our hearts, only you can heal us sa lahat, Lord, ng disappointments namin and sa mga plans po namin, Lord, na hindi natupad, Lord. And we know, Lord, that lahat po, Lord, ng plans you for us are always good, pleasing, and perfect, Lord. Lord, salamat po for everything, Lord Jesus Christ. We commit to you, Lord, this time sa breakout po namin, Lord, that ma-honor po namin kayo and mag-glorify po namin kayo, Lord Jesus Christ. Again, Lord Jesus Christ, we love you. Thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 You're listening to the Wednesday Bible Study Block on TV34 Radio. As one Catholic nation, we are now praying for the healing of this motherland from COVID-19 virus. With this Oratio Imperata. Merciful and compassionate Father, we come to you in our need to seek your protection against the COVID-19 virus that has disturbed and even claimed lives. We ask you now to look upon us with love and by your healing hand, dispel the fear of sickness and death. Restore our hope and strengthen our faith. We pray that you guide the people tasked to find cures for this disease and to stem its transmission. We thank you for the vaccines developed made possible by your guiding hands. Bless our efforts to use these vaccines to end the pandemic in our country. We pray for our health workers that they may minister to the sick with competence and compassion. Grant them health in mind and body, strength in their commitment, protection from the disease. We pray for those afflicted, may they be restored to health. Protect those who care for them, grant eternal rest to those who have died. Give us the grace in these trying times to work for the good of all and to help those in need. May our concern and compassion for each other see us through this crisis and lead us to conversion and holiness. Grant all this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. We fly to your protection, O Holy Mother of God. Do not despise our petition in our necessities, but deliver us always from all dangers. O glorious and blessed Virgin. Amen. Our Lady, help of the sick, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Raphael the Archangel, pray for us. San Roque, pray for us. San Lorenzo Ruiz, pray for us. San Pedro Calungsod, pray for us. Dear listeners, thank you very much for listening to TV34 Radio. Don't forget to follow and share TV34 Radio online on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, and most podcast providers. Watch TV34 General TV 24/7 live stream on YouTube and Twitch. And watch the selected TV34 General TV programming on Facebook Watch, Kumu, and Twitter. And as always, be safe, be well, stay sane and dry, and you are loved.